Have I forgotten the cross, my Lord, when I carry not my own?
Hello, Pastor Brandon here for our readings for Monday, March 30th, 2020, in our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek Him together as a family of families. And before we get into this, we just want to thank God. It is Monday. It is another fresh week. And if you didn't get a chance, please look up our live stream from yesterday and hear Brother Frankie's message, because it was powerful. Today we're going to be reading Psalm 41, Exodus 35, and Matthew 27, 1 through 10. First, Psalm 41. It says, "Blessed is the one who considers the poor. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him. The Lord protects him and keeps him alive. He is called blessed in the land. You do not give him up to the will of his enemies. The Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to full health. As for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? And when one comes to see me, he utters empty words, while his heart gathers iniquity. When he goes out, he tells it abroad. All who hate me whisper together about me. They imagine the worst for me. They say a deadly thing is poured out on him. He will not rise again from where he lies. Even my close friend, in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. But you, O Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up that I may repay them. By this I know that you delight in me. My enemy will not shout in triumph over me, but you have upheld me because of my integrity and set me in your presence forever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen." Exodus chapter 35. Moses assembled all the congregation of the people of Israel and said to them, "These are the things that the Lord has commanded you to do. 6 days work shall be done, but on the seventh day you shall have a Sabbath of solemn rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on it shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire in all your dwelling places on the Sabbath day." Moses said to all the congregation of the people of Israel, "This is the thing that the Lord has commanded. Take from among you a contribution to the Lord. Whoever is of a generous heart, let him bring the Lord's contribution: gold, silver, and bronze, blue and purple and scarlet, yarn and fine twined linen, goat's hair, tanned ram skins and goat skins, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil, and for the fragrant incense, and onyx stones, and stones for setting for the ephod, and for the breastpiece. Let every skillful craftsman among you come and make all that the Lord has commanded: the tabernacle, its tent, and its coverings, its hooks and its frames, its bars, its pillars and its bases, the ark with its poles, the mercy seat and the veil of the screen, the table with its poles and all its utensils, and the bread of the presence, the lampstand also for the light with its utensils and its lamps, and the oil for the light, and the altar of incense with its poles, and the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense, and the screens for the doors at the door of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offerings with its grating of bronze, its poles and all its utensils, the basin and its stands, the hangings of the court, its pillars and its bases, and the screen for the gate of the court, the pegs of the tabernacle and the pegs of the court and their cords, and finely worked garments for ministering in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his son for their service as priest. Then all the congregation of the people of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and they came, everyone whose heart stirred him and everyone whose spirit moved him, and brought the Lord's contribution to be used for the tent of meeting and for all its services and for the holy garments. So they came, both men and women, all who were of a willing heart, brought brooches and earrings and signet rings and armlets and all sorts of gold objects, every man dedicating an offering of gold to the Lord, and every one who possessed blue or purple or scarlet yarns or fine linens or goat's hairs or tanned ram skins or goat skins brought them. Everyone who could make a contribution of silver or bronze brought it to, as the Lord's contribution, and everyone who possessed acacia wood of any use in the work brought it. And every skillful woman spun with their hands, and they all brought what they had spun in blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen. All the women whose hearts stirred them to use their skills spun the goat's hair, and the leaders brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastpiece, and spices and oils for the light and for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense. All the men and women, the people of Israel, whose heart moved them to bring anything for the work that the Lord had commanded by Moses to be done, brought it as a freewill offering to the Lord. Then Moses said to the people of Israel, "See, the Lord has called by name Beelzebul, the son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, with intelligence, with knowledge, and with all craftsmanship, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold and silver and bronze, and cutting stones for setting and for carving wood, for work in every skilled craft. And he has inspired him to teach both him and Oholiab, the son of Ahishmach, of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with skill to do every sort of work done by an engraver or by a designer or by an embroiderer in blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen, or by a weaver, by any sort of workman or skilled designer." Matthew 27, 1 through 10. When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate the governor. Then, when Judas's betrayer saw that Jesus was condemned, he changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." They said, "What is that to us? See to it yourself." And throwing down the 30 pieces of silver into the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself. But the chief priest, taking the pieces of silver, said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is blood money." So they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field as a burial place for strangers. Therefore, that field has been called the Field of Blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him on whom a price had been set by some of the sons of Israel, and they gave them to the potter's field, as the Lord directed me." This is the word of the Lord in our readings for Monday, March 30th, 2020. I really want us to go to Exodus again, and I want to talk about what is going on here. The people of Israel are coming together under the decree of God as one for a common task, a common purpose, a common vision. And all I have to say is there is power when God's people come together as one with a common task, a common purpose, and a common vision. Knowing our direction is essential. This is why this year our staff and our board, as well as you, our church, are engaging in a time of just dreaming, strategic planning, focusing on where it is God will be taking us. And it takes all of us to get there. Everyone in Israel is coming together here. They're providing contributions. They're providing their skill sets. They are following the instruction of God, and they're doing what the Lord has commanded, and they're going to build this tent of meeting. They're going to build this tabernacle. They're going to build everything that God had prescribed for them to build, and they're going to do it together because Moses couldn't do this by himself. Even the two master craftsmen that God appoints with his spirit can't do this by themselves. They need the people. We all need to be one to accomplish the work that God has set before us, because the work that God has set before us, he says it himself, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So pray to the Lord of the harvest to send his laborers. Let us keep praying for those laborers. Let us keep praying for that coming harvest. Let us keep praying to become God's family for the sake of revival. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.